is one other thing that your listeners can do in the state of Colorado. In January, I had a witness, John Sampson, who is running for state senate in Colorado. He's a Republican. He did appear and testify in Georgia in January, and I subpoenaed him to testify now. And he is saying that because he's running for office, he doesn't have time. He's not traveling anywhere until after November the 6th. But this is extremely important, more than anything else he's doing. And so his phone number is known because he's running for office in Colorado.
Okay, but go slowly here. We know John. He's been on the radio show with us many times. And we've talked, you know, John is in a close election here. And I understand that you want him to come to Indiana. And believe me, I love you both and respect you both.
Well, he can come for one day. Listen, I'm not asking him to sit there for a month. One day, nothing is going to happen to his election. Trust me.
Okay, but
I have to tell you, a lot of people are angry now because, you know, there are 30 million people who read my website, and they're extremely angry because he provided an affidavit. Now the judge is saying, I need witnesses to appear and authenticate and say, yes, I'm the one who signed this affidavit. Mm-hmm. Yes, everything is true under penalty of perjury. If he does not do it, the judge is going to throw his affidavit in the garbage. And this is extremely important. He's one of the most important witnesses. So please, I'm asking
What about bringing in Susan Daniels?
Susan Daniels is coming,
okay.
But the problem is she was never a governmental official. He was a senior deportation officer.
Greg right now is trying to contact John Sampson.
That would be great.
Greg's trying to call him, and let me put you on hold here for a second and see if we can find him and bring you back. That's Orly Tates. I've been hearing about this, and we decided to bring her on the show and have her talk. KHOW Radio, and you can make tomorrow awesome with the best in entertainment from Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. A great offer on Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast. If you call before noon, you can get installed today with Xfinity On Demand. You get more than new releases. You get thousands of movies and TV shows and more to watch. Better things to watch anytime on TV, streaming online. 90% of this is free. Xfinity Internet, everybody in the family can do all the things they love to do online, all the same time, insanely fast speeds. And call now and switch to Xfinity Triple Play. Call before noon and get installed today. Tomorrow could be awesome if you call today. The future of awesome. 1-800-XFINITY now. 1-800-XFINITY. The installation offer ends 10/21/12. Greg, as Greg's trying to contact John Sampson, why don't we take a break? Want to do that, Sheik? Why don't we? Okay. All right. We put it all together. Good work by Greg Hollenbach. It's Thursday morning. We have John Sampson on the line. And these are both friends, and there seems to be an issue here. Another one is of course, Orly Tates. Hey, John, thanks, man. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. It's good to hear your voice.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Ms. Tates, you have John there. What's going on, you guys?
Well, I need John to appear at trial on Monday. This is extremely important. And last time when he appeared in Georgia, I paid for his airfare, hotel, his expenses to come to trial. I will pay for him again. It's only one day. He has to be there just for 2 hours. I'll fly him there. I'll fly him back. It's extremely important. This might be our only opportunity to remove Obama from office. We don't know what's going to happen in elections. Elections are highly rigged.
Hang on. Stop right there. All right, John, it's yours, brother.
Thank you. A couple of things, Peter. Number one, as you know and as your listeners know, I've got my own political race I'm in the middle of, and quite frankly, the polling data that we have shows that it's a statistical tie. Mm-hmm. Every minute I take away from the campaign, I have more catch-up to do later on, and it adversely impacts my chances of getting elected to Colorado State Senate. That's item one.
Yeah.
Item two is on March 26, 2012, I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, and met with Joe Arpaio and his crew. And at that meeting, I was instructed, because there's an ongoing criminal investigation, that they would appreciate it that if I didn't testify in any other hearings because of the information that I became privy to as a result of that meeting. And once I get on the witness stand, Lord only knows what questions are going to be asked. And as a result, And I've been in touch with Mike Zullo, who is the lead investigator for this thing, and none of us are going. And I understand where Dr. Tates is with this. I really do, and I applaud her efforts. But I'm in a bind right now where I cannot honor...
Okay, let me respond to that. Can I respond?
Yeah, but let him finish, please, Orly. Let him. I mean, I listen, both you guys, I have immense respect. What John is saying, you know, I'm...
No, I've heard what you said.
I know, but...
It's complete nonsense.
No, I'll tell you, Orly, it's not. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a circle of people that I speak to every couple of days, and, you know, someday, as John and I have said, the book gets written and people talk about what was going on. I think that Arpaio's sitting on some really interesting stuff, and I mean, John Sampson is anything but a coward.
You know what? Arpaio is only hurting this case. Let me tell you something. Arpaio raised $7 million, and mostly because he promoted this issue and he promised people that he will bring it to court. He will file a criminal complaint. He did nothing. He did not file a complaint with FBI. Let me finish what I have to say. He did not file a complaint with the district attorney, with attorney general. He did nothing. Moreover, Fed filed a case against Arpaio for violation of civil rights. Obama filed this case, and recently a case by the federal government was suddenly dismissed, withdrawn, and after that happened, Arpaio went silent. And we do have a problem. A lot of people are now asking Arpaio to refund all the money that they donated to him for this issue, because after the election, it will be too late. We need him to act now. I have actually filed a lawsuit in Arizona to compel his appearance at trial and compel him being the trial person to subpoena, and if need be, I will have to file something in Colorado. And I have to tell you, if this is an even election, John's chances will go down tremendously because people are supporting him, knowing that he is supporting this issue, that he will be there testifying. If he is just talking and running for office,
he's refusing to testify,
hurting himself.
All right, John.
Yes.
Go ahead if you would.
Okay. I've been involved in criminal law enforcement the entire adult life that I've led. You do not, under any circumstances, walk into a civil court while there's a criminal investigation going on and subject yourself to...
Orly, please.
I've allowed you to speak.
Please.
I would appreciate the respect and courtesy that I've given you that you give me. You do not walk into a civil courtroom when there is a criminal investigation going on and put yourself in the witness chair where you are now subject to being asked questions that you may be compelled to answer, which would then adversely impact the criminal investigation. That is the way it is done. I am not going to...
No, this is nonsense.
Please,
this is complete nonsense. Look, you repeated the same thing three times. But the point is, you're not asked to state something that has not been disclosed to the public.
Let me please. Why do you think that John's not coming to Indiana? Because why?
Because he made a deal with Arpaio. Arpaio made a deal with the federal government where they actually dropped all the charges against Arpaio. They withdrew a criminal complaint, a serious criminal complaint against Arpaio, where he could have gone to prison for a number of years. And I believe, I really suspect, that a deal was made with Arpaio that Arpaio will not bring any charges. Let me finish. Arpaio used this case to raise a huge amount of money, $7 million. He did not find anything. He only provided information that was given to him by me and a couple of other people. Mm. And Arpaio went and did press conferences. He issued a sworn affidavit. All he's asked to appear in court and say, yes, I signed this affidavit, it's true and correct. If he is asked any other questions, he can state, I cannot provide any more information because of ongoing investigation.
Let me ask John. Hang on. Orly, please, just one minute. Orly, please.
One sentence. All John is asked to do is appear in court. The judge has his affidavit. All he has to say, yes, I am John Sampson. I signed this affidavit, and it's true and correct. I cannot give any more information because of ongoing investigation. That's it. He has to be there for one minute. That's it.
Arlie, John, I've known you a long time.
Go ahead.
Did you cut some kind of a fat deal with Arpaio and the federal government?
Absolutely. Positively not.
Peter,
if you can't put a muzzle on her, I'm gonna hang up.
All right. Now, listen to me, Orly. I've known this guy. I've been through a really intense fight for a guy by the name of Corey Voorhees here, and I saw John Sampson stand every day with us and do all the right things. I know this guy. He's a tough guy.
Orly,
do you think that Sampson is somehow in collusion or in bed or rolling over because he won't come to Indiana?
You know, Orly, if I were you, I would go back to your office and I would pull a book entitled Prosser on Torts, and I would look up the word defamation of character, libel, and slander, because right now you've crossed that line.
You've just accused me of taking a bribe or in collusion with the federal government on public radio. You signed a sworn affidavit, sworn under penalty of perjury.
Why can't you introduce that affidavit at trial? You got a subpoena.
You have to appear in court based on a subpoena, or you're going to be in contempt of court. Period.
Fine.
You are now in contempt of court because you are refusing to comply with the court-issued subpoena.
Right, Orly, hang on.
The subpoena you issued is defective because you have me listed on that subpoena as an employee of the Department of Homeland Security.
Read your subpoena.
Orly, it's addressed to me, care of the Department of Homeland Security.
That subpoena was mailed to me by email.
Orly, can you not go on with your case without John?
Listen, he is very important. We will go on with the case.
Okay.
However, there is a high chance that the case will be dismissed, and he has an opportunity
to help.
He keeps helping his country, and he needs to show up there for 1 minute when I'm paying all of his expenses, and all he has to do, yes, the affidavit that I...
Hey, listen, I see John on Saturdays and Sundays out campaigning. He's campaigning for something that he wants.
What is more important? Something that he wants for this country.
Well,
we have
it's his country
a
too.
Not only that, he is obligated to be there. The subpoena was served. He will be in contempt of court if he does not show up. And it's not a defective subpoena. The reason we had previously his prior address is because his work address, because he was not providing the home address.
However,
it already went to his home address. The address is irrelevant. Person can change his address.
Okay, all right, hang on a second. I got to give everybody a last comment here to pause. John.
Yes, Peter.
I like both of you. I understand both of you. I understand your position. I understand her position.
I understand her position as well, Peter. The problem is if there's a way I can get my entire sentence out without it being interrupted, I will.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Orly, please. John, I'll give you, and then we'll give Orly last comment. John, please.
Okay. The subpoena was received by email. It was not personally served, number one. Number two, the address that she has on that subpoena is so incorrect, it's not even funny. It's to the Department of Homeland Security, Detention and Removal Operations, 4730 Paris Street in Denver, Colorado. ICE has not been at that address for at least 2 years, if not longer, because they moved to Centennial. On top of that, the email does not, in my understanding and speaking to my attorney, does not constitute proper service. It needs to be served. Unless I'm willing to waive service, which I'm not, it has to be personally served on me. This is a subpoena that's coming out of the state of Indiana. She has already admitted on your show that she has filed suit in Arizona to compel Arpaio to come in. Now, I'm going to leave it with this. Zulo and Arpaio have a cause of action against her for defamation of character. I have a cause of action against her for defamation of character based upon the statements that she has just made that allude to her allegation that I am somehow involved in some sort of a backroom deal with Arpaio and the federal government. As a 27-year law enforcement veteran with the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice before that, I am vehemently upset about this. It is insulting, it is demeaning, and it impugns my character and my credibility. I am not, under any circumstances, involved in any backroom deal with anybody. And to suggest that for a moment is just pure desperation on the part of an individual who doesn't have her back straight. And I am going to refer this to my attorney. And Ms. Tates, I hope your malpractice insurance premiums are paid up, because I have a very strong indication that I'm going to be collecting on that. That is the end of my statement. Peter, I've known you for a long time, and I appreciate you standing up for me, but this goes beyond the pale.
Orly.
Okay, now it's my turn to state. There was absolutely no defamation. I was asked, why do you think Arpaio is not showing up? Why do you think Arpaio is telling Samson not to show up? And I said, this is my suspicion. That's what I
but
think.
But he's not doing that.
No, I don't know what is he doing.
Don't
However, say it. Wait a second. I do not know why he is not coming to court for 1 minute.
He just told
tell
you.
The judge, let me finish. You wanted me to be quiet. Now let me say what I have to say. He spoke for a few minutes. I'm going to speak. He got a valid court subpoena, and it was not only emailed, it was also mailed to his home address in Strasburg, Colorado. Whether he got it by mail or whether he evaded service, doesn't matter. He admitted, he just admitted on your show that he got the subpoena, that he didn't get it by mail, but he got it by email. He got it. He is under obligation to appear in court. If he does not appear, he will be in contempt of court. This is a matter of national security. He is not asked to reveal anything that is secret, a part of secret investigation. All he's asked to do is to tell the judge that, yes, I am John Sampson. This is my signature. I signed this affidavit, and it is true and correct. That's it. And he is off the stand. He doesn't have to say anything else. If he is not doing this, he will be held in contempt of court. And there might be legal action against him by 6 plaintiffs in this case who relied on his affidavit, relied on him to be here based on subpoena, and the last moment he is refusing to show up and destroying an important case, not only for 6 people, he's destroying the case for the whole country. This is a matter of national security.
Okay.
There is no excuse. He has to be there on Monday at 10 a.m. And you know what? If he is not showing up, he is as good as lost this election. Because a lot of people today are extremely angry. If you go on my website and see people writing comments and saying, what is wrong with John Sampson? Is he a turncoat?
I can
tell
I got to pause here and break it off. I got to tell you something. I've known John a long time. Nothing wrong with John. I know Joe. There's nothing wrong with Joe. I know you. There's nothing wrong with you. But everybody has to do this in their own manner. I hope to hell that this thing doesn't end up where I smell it's going to end up. It'll be a bad day. Both of you, John.